We have a question from Ellen in Idaho, and she wants to know what methods or equipment you recommend for monitoring mares to detect or predict foaling.
Yeah, the best thing is a good set of eyes for sure. But obviously, you know, in a lot of situations, you don't, you know, having someone sitting in your barn all night isn't, you know, or you don't want to be getting up and down every 15 minutes to be checking them. So there's a lot, there are a lot of pieces of equipment out there, different foaling alarms. So the old foaling alarms used to be those indicators that used to kind of attach to a mare's halter. So if she laid down, if she was foaling, the change in orientation of that alarm would set the alarm off. However, there's a lot of false alarms, and I see some mares that don't go into lateral to foal, and so you may miss it based on that. The alarms that I like right now are those foal alert alarms. They're the ones where you actually suture into the vulva. And there, it's a magnet that goes from one side to the vulva into this little cartridge. And once something's coming through that vulva, that magnet will pull out and trigger the alarm. And the alarm, you know, the alarm, I've got mine set up to then phone an auto dialer, which comes with the alarm package, that will then automatically call my phone. That's good in normal mares. In a mare that's had a dystocia before, because those alarms will trigger when there's a feat coming through that vulva. So when there's something physically coming through that vulva. So you'll miss stage one, you'll miss the actual breaking of the water. And just after breaking of the water, and particularly in mares that have had a dystocia or a difficult birth before, that's my time for checking the how that foal is in there. Or legs, or the, we have two legs, we have a nose, because that's the time when you want to make the manipulations to correct that. So for everyone, you know, foaling mares in their backyard that have foaled in their backyard before, but just want to have a peaceful night's sleep, those foal alerts are really, really great. I don't know, I've seen maybe one mare that somehow managed to fall through it, or for whatever reason the alarm didn't go off. But they're very, very good to alert you that, hey, there's something coming out of this mare. So those are really good. There are a lot of cameras now that you can put up in your barns that don't, you know, aren't necessarily very expensive. But they do require you to look at your camera, but it doesn't mean, it means you don't physically have to go out to the barn on a, you know, snowy night or an icy night or anything. You can stay inside, and, you know, those cameras come direct, you know, you can set them up to come to your phone. Or to a computer monitor in your house. And so they're easy to check from your house or have someone check in on them. So I have those set up as well as a, you know, an initial, if, you know, someone calls them to say, hey, this mare's restless, I can look at the camera. Or if I'm just wondering what the mare's doing, I can look at the camera and then decide if I need to go and check them.
Do you find that it's less stressful for the mares to have cameras or a foal mm-hmm. alert rather than having someone go in and check them frequently throughout the night?
Without a doubt. Yeah, the cameras, mares, you know, on all horses, as everyone, they're so, you know, they're flat animals, so they're very receptive to the environment. And they're exhausted because, you know, they're heavily pregnant. Some of them don't lay down because it's uncomfortable for them to lay down, and they need to lay down to sleep. So some of them are a bit sleep deprived. And having someone go in, turn a light on, and go in and out every half an hour or every hour or even every 2 hours really will disturb them, or even if it's someone walking past their stall. We find camera monitors much better for just the hourly check or the every half an hour check, just to look at the camera. Sure, if the mare's laying down, you want to go and have a look to see what's going on. But just for routine checking, I don't disturb them as much as I can. I think they need their rest. You don't want to put them off whatever they're doing. So without a doubt, the cameras are, you know, they're great, but you want to make sure that someone doesn't look at the camera and just think a mare is sleeping, because they can be sneaky about trying to get these foals out sometimes. Mm-hmm.